Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT. Philadelphia's Talk Radio 1210 WPHT, WPHT HD, WOGL HD3, Philadelphia. From the Piazza Auto Group Studios, experience the power of one with 8 brands and 25 locations. Always live on the free Odyssey app. It's Dom time. Now, Dom Giordano.
It is Dom time. Funny watching Elon Musk and all the complaints. This is illegal that he's at a cabinet meeting. Dr. Jill Biden chaired a cabinet meeting. She was the president, it seemed like. And I'm looking at the pecking order of how close they sit to Trump, Rubio and Hegseth on each side. That seems right. But I would put RFK Jr., not Doug Burgum, next to Rubio, the first cabinet meeting. We'll talk with Dave McCormick about all that's gone on, including these reports, a minerals deal with Ukraine and Zelensky coming on Friday to solidify that. But I do want to play cut 16 here, Henry. Just signal me whenever you're ready. Because we're seeing, we got some really interesting sound. I have some sound from some of these town halls in which now the Washington Beacon says, yeah, just as I thought you thought, AstroTurf. These are Democrat radicals going to Republican Congress people's town halls and screaming that they're Trump voters and the like, and these cuts are disastrous, just as we thought. They're AstroTurf. Now, occasionally, I'm sure you can have somebody who's a Trump voter and still supports Trump, but thinks some of these cuts are unnecessary. But not in the manner, when you hear the voices, you hear the manner in which these little activists go about it, you'll recognize it. In addition to which, though, there's a new turn in the defenders of DEI. And this is Costco, a company that if you're a member of, you should know about. I'm not a member of Costco, but if you are, I'd like to hear from you. Here's the CEO of Costco saying no. Not only is he not giving up on DEI with all these Trump dictums, but DEI is about meritocracy. This guy's astounding. This guy's a genius if he can prove this. Because there's a word in DEI. It's not the diversity. America's diverse, buddy. We know that already. It's not the inclusion. Stop it already. It's inclusive by law. It's the equity. The word's not equality. Head of Costco, it's equity, meaning equal outcomes. That's not a meritocracy. All right, so I don't know if this is on the Sorkin show, one of these shows, maybe CNBC. Why Costco, a great company that people love, about the only thing they haven't changed is the hot dog price. Listen to this defense of DEI in the face of what the Trump administration's doing and making a point. Sure, it is about meritocracy.
That's an
Tony, I have a separate question on a completely other topic, which is DEI. Obviously, it's swept the country in one way and is now sweeping the country another way, in large part because of President Trump. Costco obviously is ending its DEI programs in large part.
No.
Well, I mean, you're keeping some, but not completely.
We haven't changed our DEI.
At all?
No.
Oh, then I'm mistaken. So
there were headlines to that effect. I saw them.
No, there were headlines saying, signaling Costco out as the company that's not
Costco. I was thinking you said Blackstone,
BlackRock certainly retreated. Right. Yeah.
Yes.
Costco has gotten a lot of visibility, more than we ever wanted or needed, because it's standing behind its current policies and procedures, and none of them are illegal. We've had every legal lawyer look at it. And none of them are new. None of them are post-George Floyd. These things go back literally to the company's founding. We had our first, we took an executive vice president from operations and made him our first diversity officer over 20 years ago. We think of this as not so much for the social good, although I think it is. We think of this as part of a meritocracy. If we attract a broader talent pool, we have 300,000 employees, we attract a broader talent pool, and we work with them all individually, given their different backgrounds, to be the best professionals they can be, we have a better employee base to choose from. And I think it enhances our ability to be a meritocracy. Costco is the highest torqued retailer in the world. We had to do the biggest volume per building, the biggest volume per square foot on the smallest margins. We have to execute flawlessly every single day. We can't have anything that's not based on merit.
But how scared are you that the fact that you then have this program and you're willing to come talk about it on TV, that your company's not going to be targeted by this administration in some way? Isn't that why every other company in America has tried to get rid of this? Not just the administration, by the way, but also the idea of boycotts and other things that people like Robbie Starbuck and others are trying to build.
Look, obviously it's unwanted attention because we're not a political company. We just want to run a good business. This is core to the business, core to the way we always run the business. So it's unwanted attention and it brings unnecessary risk, absolutely. But at the same time, it's core to our values, and we're not doing anything with quotas. We're not doing anything with preferences or anything like that. We have nothing that could be remotely deemed illegal under the new interpretation, either Supreme Court or administration.
Okay, so you're buying Costco's argument. He still is okay with calling it DEI. DEI is the enemy of meritocracy. The word equity is the enemy of that. There's no getting around that. So I'd have to see on paper every page of what they're doing. You hear his argument. Well, under this, we're going to be attracting more people. Well, no one says you can't attract anybody that you want. The beef is, it is quotas. It is not meritocracy. That's what equity means. And the emphasis on diversity for diversity's sake then leads into the equity part. 855-839-1210. If you're a member of Costco, I'd love to hear from you. Do you think that holds water? We'll see. We'll see exactly what Costco does. Of course, he's going to say that in the interview. But making this argument that their DEI policy equals meritocracy, he's saying it's not just the enemy of meritocracy, it is the lifeblood of being a meritocracy. No, it's not. No, it's not, not even a little bit. That's just silly talk. So I wonder how well run Costco is at this point, based upon this analysis and this pushback. All right, so that's 855-839-1210. You'll get on board. All right, now one more cut here. This is cut 17. Here are, this is from CNN. Listen to this montage of these angry voters at the town halls of Republicans. And the argument is these are Trump supporters pleading or haranguing Republicans to stop Trump and Elon Musk. And I'm looking at the Washington Beacon 7 printed page analysis here a lot of these people, they go back and they admit it, are being organized by Move On. Remember them? MoveOn.org. Indivisible, Obnoxious, the Indivisible people. I've had run-ins with them. I've seen them here in the South Jersey area and places like that. Listen to the sound of this. Do these sound like Trump supporters kind of pleading with these Republicans because the Trump MAGA people are being harmed? That's what the argument is, that Trump is not listening and these Republicans are feeling the pressure. And I say it's AstroTurf. Now, Brian Kilmeade may be on the show. He differed yesterday. He said this is not AstroTurf. He thinks these are genuine because of what Musk has done. Now, I'm not in favor of everything that Musk has done here, too. But I don't think we've reached a level here where MAGA people are going to this and they're feeling they're being singled out and hurt, etc. So just listen to the voices for a moment. Then we'll see what you're hearing. I'm hearing the people I've heard before at these events. They're parroting. They're reading talking points. They're shouting down the representative before they have a chance to answer. Here's a little bit of it from CNN.
Are you okay with chaos?
Are you okay? Government employees are going to be let go. But that's just the reality of it.
Shouted down at town halls.
Hey, let's restore some order.
So yelling at me is not going to get any answer, okay?
Protested on their way to work.
We've lost 10% of our workforce.
Shut up and let him talk.
I will not, sir.
Republican lawmakers are being hammered by voters, including their own. Over the Department of Government Efficiency, or DOGE, which is chainsawing federal jobs in blue and red states alike.
Right now, I think we should just be using a scalpel.
All right. So watching this, the video, listening to it today, Washington Beacon story, 7 printed pages, goes through any number of these events. One, I think, was a suburban in Texas, a Republican. It was just clear that these people know each other, they're activists, and they're going there, and the media is trying to spin it. These are MAGA Trump voters, and they're fed up already, and he better watch it. He better stop this, or there's going to be big trouble. 855-839-1210, you get a line. AT&T and Verizon Wireless, all that you need do is push #1210. Now, I put up on Twitter yesterday, President Trump, late in the day, and I think we have the sound of it here. I'll play you a little bit of it. This is President Trump talking about this new gold card. And I don't see it here, Henry. Maybe I'm missing it. I can summarize it. We don't have it. The gold card for citizenship.
I'm not familiar with
that. Okay. All right. Let's see. Here is here's a little. Let me give you a sense of what he said. President Trump initiating this gold card yesterday. So I put it up on Twitter. As he said it, $5 million you pay, you get to come to the country. Now, it's sort of replacing a program here where you get a green card that the Trump administration thinks is ineffective. But when I put it up on Twitter, I got a response. If you remember during the Christmas holidays, usually slow days in talk radio, caller volume and all that, it was hot. And why was it hot? It was hot because Vivek Ramaswamy attacked Americans, you may remember, and then he shuffled off to Buffalo. Elon Musk did it to some degree. These visa programs, we need all these geniuses coming in. We don't have enough IT people. And people were essentially, and these are people that tweet, that post stuff that are rather conservative, saying, wait a minute. We're going to be selling citizenship here. That's what this is. Joe DiStefano wrote for the Inquirer, posted something where some variant of this had gone on. So as I understand it, you pay $5 million. You then, I think, have to prove something with workers, and you have a path to citizenship. I oppose it. I don't think we ought to be doing that. I don't think we ought to treat citizenship. Now, if people are coming here already, you've heard these stories. We've all seen them in talk radio. We've talked about them. landing here, and then they're going to have a kid, and then you get that sort of thing. That shouldn't happen either. Let's stop that. Birthright citizenship, call it what you will. Let's stop that also. Let's crack down on that. It's worth it. Here's what President Trump said.
We're going to be doing something else. It's going to be very, very good. We're going to be selling a gold card. You have a green card. This is a gold card. We're going to be putting a price on that card of about $5 million, and that's going to give you green card privileges plus. It's going to be a route to citizenship, and wealthy people will be coming into our country by buying this card. They'll be wealthy, and they'll be successful, and they'll be spending a lot of money and paying a lot of taxes and employing a lot of people. And we think it's going to be extremely successful. Never been done before or anything like this, but it's something that we're going to be putting out over the next, would you say, 2 weeks out? Do you want to say a couple of words about it?
Sure.
All right. So are you on board with that? Has something strikes me with it is out of line, without a doubt. I think it's similar to what we had going on over the Christmas holidays. And I don't know about the allegiance these people would have to the country. Isn't that what we want in citizens? Well, if they're coming here, they're putting their money down. Well, they may see it as an investment. I want more investment in citizenship than that. 855-839-1210. You may remember how hostile people were. I think it was 80-20 at least against it when we went through that whole thing at Christmas time. I think this is similar. It's a little bit different. But no, not on board with this. All right, 855-839-1210. So we got a lot of balls in the air. We got Dave McCormick coming up. Now, something we've never done before, and listen carefully on the side question when you call in on everything else we're talking about. So yesterday, and I'll give you in a moment, one of the major reasons why the Trump press group is doing this, which I think is good. They are not going to rely on who gets those seats in the press conferences on the nerdy, passive-aggressive White House correspondence group, the people that put on that nerd prom every year, that are obvious liberals. So the abbreviation for that is WHCD. I started to think about abbreviations, more importantly, maybe in acronyms. Words like NATO. Instead of saying NATO, we call it NATO. And here's what I want. I'll give you a couple. Can you think of one of these in acronyms or abbreviations? And I told Henry this. I don't think he believes me. He offered up a couple sports ones, like MLB. And I said, you go into the streets of Philadelphia right now. I wish we had another producer here. Dan, get out of that sick bed, buddy. And you say, MLB. I'm telling you, they're not going to know that in Philadelphia.
I feel like that's crazy.
They will not know
Major League Baseball.
They will know MLB. They might say paint. There was a paint company, MAB, close to it. If you say NFL, I think you'll get about 95% that will say National Football League, I think. So we're looking for one of these in acronyms or abbreviations. Sometimes they meld. And one that you think people would know by and large if we went out there. I'll give you a few, and I'm not sure. I'm thinking of my own here. I don't know that they'll know that. By the way, my all-time favorite in acronym is CREEP. You know what that stood for, Henry?
CREEP.
C-R-E-E-P.
No.
It was the Committee to Re-Elect the President, Richard Nixon, Watergate. It was called CREEP.
And they named it CREEP.
That was their acronym, CREEP.
Ugh.
Yeah, right away. There you go, CREEP. I'm going to take off, boy. Well, here's one that's a good one, but I bet under 10% of people in Philadelphia would know this, RSVP. You know what it stands for?
Oh, man, I feel like I should. Reservation is the first letter, right?
Respondez-vous, s'il vous plaît.
Oh, yeah, no shot.
It's from the French.
Yeah.
Can you see this? I'd like to go over to the city council with these. Let's send somebody over there. I don't think they would know ASAP. The standard I'm sending is really high here.
Oh, really?
I think 75% might.
I was about to take that.
You would take
that. Well, because, I mean, it's, you know, in most circles, it's, you know, as soon as possible.
I know.
And then maybe some rap circles, it's always striving and prospering. So,
okay.
Got a little double entendre there.
Now, ones they would know, I'm going to take the CIA and the LOL. I'll take those off.
Okay, yeah, those are very
straightforward. Wait a minute. I don't think I'll take the CIA off because FBI. I think they would know the FBI.
I think you go either way with those where it's like, you know, you see them enough in movies, like you see the seal on it. You're like, okay, I know what that is.
How about yours?
So, yeah, let me take some texting ones off the board here. How about if you're an Apple user, you probably have run into this issue before. You type OMW, and it automatically corrects to on my way.
Okay.
You've never done that, Dom? If you type in OMW in your phone right now, you text somebody, I guarantee it'll autocorrect to on my way with an exclamation point at the end, which really makes you seem like you're really excited to meet somebody, when in reality you're just like, no, I'm just trying to meet you. The other one I will take off is IDK. What that means, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't. The standard's going to be pretty high here. Remember,
it was a joke if you didn't get it. But.
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. No, very good. All right, so we're looking for one that you think a lot of people would know. If you want to make a comment on the Major League Baseball, like the NBA, I don't think that's under 50%.
The association part is where I think it would throw people off. They'd be like, yeah, National Basketball. Yeah,
right.
Ooh.
You say to them AP, that's much in the news now. I think you're getting 10% in Philadelphia.
Of AP?
AP.
Mm.
Yeah. I'm serious.
Yeah, that's a fair point, because I see like AP top 25 poll, and it's never the Associated Press top 25.
I'd like to go to Temple right now and ask these, and I bet out of the 10 I come up with, you get maybe one. All right, so hit us with that abbreviation. One that's in an acronym, like NATO, is a good example. We don't say NATO. Also, are you on board with the gold card that the president's talking about? I am not. This is very reminiscent of what we went through to me over the holidays. Also, you heard the stuff with the AstroTurf, and is Costco right? How brilliant they are at Costco. The DEI really is about a meritocracy. No, it's not. This is the new line of attack. DEI is not about any meritocracy. Equity is not about meritocracy. Equality. So there's the toilet paper cheap over there. I guess Costco's doing a good job. Or is it? All right, 855-839-1210. You get in right now on Talk Radio 12.
I'm Claire Fallon.
And I'm Emma Gray.
We are friends and reality dating show fans, and the only thing we love as much as love stories is lovingly snarking on them.
Whether you love love or love to hate it, listen to Love to See It, our podcast dissecting all the romance we see on screen.
From reality dating shows like The Bachelor and Love is Blind to classic rom-coms like You've Got Mail, we recap in obsessive detail and unpack all the weird messages they send us about love, sex, and dating.
Listen to Love to See It on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All right, it is Dom time. Welcome in. So if you're a Costco fan, can meritocracy be really the result? It's like an equation of DEI. No, those three letters don't end up, particularly the E. They keep on with, aren't we diverse? Aren't you in favor of inclusion? It's the E. It's the E in DEI. Always remember that. All right, side question two. Give us that abbreviation or an acronym that you think people would know. Maybe one you like and you think they would know it. I maintain a lot of these that we use. I don't think the MLB, I don't see that. All right, this coming off this White House an acronym yesterday. Now, Tulsi Gabbard was on Fox last night, and she was talking about, and I think I mentioned it yesterday, this chat room of the National Security Agency in which people were talking all manner of sexual stuff that is, well, at least when you read the transcript out, kind of pornographic. Here's the reason it was going on. It was part of the DEI subtext to the national security. And a lot of it was trans-related and or other things that might be put into that. DEI, Costco, strikes its head again. What is it with this Costco guy? You know, telling me that DEI is a meritocracy. This is the new line, though. How dare you criticize DEI, you must be against a meritocracy. No meritocracy that I know has DEI as the operating principles. Equity doesn't work in that. It doesn't. Try to spin the word equity. That's going on too. All right. So here's Tulsi Gabbard with Jesse, I think it was last night, breaking down what happened in these national. So these are the people that are allowed to see sensitive things, including our own information, maybe. Talking about all manner of sexual activity in this chat room on company time. And she's getting to the bottom of it. And DEI was part of it, that it infiltrated in the way that I told you. Here's what she said.
Not so good to see some of these transgender sex chats among the intel officials. What are we going to do about that?
Well, Jesse, what we're going to do has already been done. There are over 100 people from across the intelligence community that contributed to and participated in this, what is really just an egregious violation of trust, what to speak of like basic rules and standards around professionalism. I put out a directive today that they all will be terminated and their security clearances will be revoked. But the thing here, Jesse, is like we got to take a step back because this is just barely scratching the surface. When you see what these people were saying, and thanks to Chris Rufo for putting it all out online, they were brazen in using an NSA platform intended for professional use to conduct this kind of really, really horrific behavior. And they were brazen in doing this because when was the last time anyone was really held accountable? Certainly not over the last 4 years, certainly not over the last 10, maybe 20 years. When we look at some of the biggest violations of the American people's trust in the intelligence community. So today's action in holding these individuals accountable is just the beginning of what we're seeing across the Trump administration, which is carrying out the mandate the American people gave him. Clean house, root out that rot and corruption and weaponization and politicization, so we can start to rebuild that trust in these institutions that are charged with an important mission of serving the American people, ensuring our safety, security, and freedom.
All right. And Chris Rufo in the piece that I have talked about this in the subplot of DEI, emboldening this around a lot of the trans stuff, etc. So Costco, you can sell toilet paper cheap, but you're not going to convince me that meritocracy goes with DEI. Coming up, Senator Dave McCormick. A lot to talk about, including Ukraine, etc. He's next on Talk Radio 1210. All right, Dom Giordano's show. Senator Dave McCormick with us momentarily. Congrats to Senator and his wife. Their new book out in April, Who Believed in You? About mentoring. We'll ask about that here in a moment. Let's go to the Senator. Senator, welcome back. Thanks for joining us.
Hey, Dom. Good to be with you. How's it going?
Very well. So this book on mentorship is both mentoring and being mentored. Why you and your wife, what is it that was the draw to write a whole book on it?
Well, you know, we came up with this idea during COVID when, you know, our six daughters were home with us, very disconnected from their teachers and coaches. And I think we all felt a little disconnected. And we started to think about the people, a couple people in each of our lives that made all the difference, that really helped us, you know, have the careers and the lives we've had. And we started to talk to some friends about it. We realized every successful person we knew, there was, you know, a person or two that you'd never heard of that helped them be who they are. These are the unsung heroes, the people that helped them find their path. In my case, it was a football coach. I was not a particularly good football player, but he saw something in me and made me the captain of the team, and that changed my life. And so we wanted to make sure we highlighted that the real heroes in the story are the people that help others find their purpose. And we thought it's a great way to help the next generation of leaders come to the forefront and be all they can be.
Yeah, it's a great idea. I can hardly wait till the book is out. Dr. Phil told me once, he was a kid who traveled around the family, I think was in the military, and the mentor ended up being at one stop. He's standing there at football practice, and the coach says, throw the ball to that fat kid over there, meaning Dr. Phil. And that was the mentorship.
Well, yeah. There you go. It comes in all forms.
That's right.
But we have corporate CEOs. We have, you know, famous Hollywood Oscar-winning producers, Brian Grazer. We have, you know, business titans. We have retired generals. And every single one of them has a story of somebody who helped them be who they are. It was a platoon sergeant for Joe Dunford, the retired chairman of the Joint Chiefs, who told him he had to stay in and continue to be an officer. So anyway, that we think it's a positive force. It cuts across party. It's something we can all do to try to help make sure the next generation is able to make a big difference.
Without a doubt. Now, wanted to talk with you. Can you verify, do you know, because it seems pretty certain, we have a deal on the minerals with Ukraine and Zelensky is coming on Friday?
You know, I can't verify anything, but what I can say is, listen, President Trump said he was going to focus on day one on trying to get a deal and end the terrible bloodshed with Russia and Ukraine. Russia is the aggressor. Russia was the one that started this war. But whoever started it, it needs to come to an end. There's just millions of people and, you know, trillions of dollars of damage, and a deal which essentially ensures the United States has some economic interest and pays for the hundreds of billions of dollars of U.S. support thus far, and assures the Ukrainians that they're not going to have to worry about Russia invading again in another year or two. That's a deal that that would be great for all parties, and I think that's what President Trump's trying to do. And, you know, this is the guy who 22 days in negotiated the release of Mark Fogle, which I was part of. And so I'm going to let him do the negotiations. I suspect he'll be successful.
Let me ask, because I think this is a masterstroke. It takes away some of the sting. You probably know better. I'm not sure if you're on this or not. How much money is missing? I think Zelensky said that, Senator, out of the $177 billion. He knows about $100 billion. We don't know about the other. So this kind of makes the American people feel better. How does it blunt Putin, though, by us having this interest of raw materials or rare minerals?
Well, two things. One, if America's interests are on the ground, American business is on the ground, American economic benefit is on the ground, then by Putin invading Ukraine in the future, he's essentially invading U.S. interest. He's coming at America. So that raises the cost for him. Second, I think as part of this deal, I hope and expect there'll be some sort of security arrangement. You know, I agree with President Trump that we shouldn't put Ukraine into NATO, but that doesn't mean there can't be a very significant promise of military support by the Europeans and by others to make sure that if Russia were to ever invade again, that there'd be a very strong response. I think those two things might, and I hope will, give the Ukrainians the assurance they need that this is a deal that makes sense for them and brings long time peace.
You probably know this in events or constituents your office, but the Doge stuff has really, really been the focal point here, I think, at Talk Radio 1210 and most talk radio across the country. Interesting thing I wanted to ask about. We see the Senate, we saw the House this week pass some kind of budgeting. What to do with the Doge dollars? I'm a fan of what Musk has said, and I think President Trump somewhat, Senator, where 80% goes down on the deficit, but 20% of whatever it turns out to be goes back to the American people who are taxpayers. What do you think about something like that?
Well, listen, first of all, I mean, you got to step back and say, what did President Trump run on? What did he win on? He won on, you know, closing the border. He won on bringing down inflation. He won on stopping fentanyl. He won on shaking up Washington and reining in this ridiculous spending. And so Doge is a great path for doing that. And it looks like it's uncovering with the transparency, all sorts of misallocation of public funding. And it's the first step we need to rein in the bureaucracy. So I support it. We need to do it in a way that's smart. And Elon Musk has said this, if we make a mistake, and there's going to be a lot of mistakes, you have to be bold and move in a big way, then they'll reverse those mistakes. And I'm very consciously making sure of that. And there's going to be a big dividend. And I think that dividend should, as you said, mostly go to bringing down this runaway debt and deficit. We get $1 trillion of interest payments a year, Dom. We got to rein in the spending. Our children will never forget it. So that's got to be the focus. But I also think that making sure that the taxpayer gets a little dividend is not a bad idea either.
Okay. When we talk here, the criticism that Democrats are using is eggs. And you're a guy that has a lot of practical experience. I saw the agriculture secretary just put out 5 articles this morning, Wall Street Journal, of how to bring back down the price of eggs. What are you noodling around with this? What can you contribute, you know, with your people, et cetera? What do you think is the problem? What could be done sort of imminently? Because this is getting really, really out of hand.
Yeah, well, obviously, bringing down inflation is going to take more than 6 weeks. But the starting point is deregulation, which the executive orders are doing, and unlocking energy, because energy prices are at the core of everything. And so that's the thing we need to do to bring down inflation over the next 6, 12, 18, 24 months. And Pennsylvanians and Americans expect it. The egg prices, which are, you know, have gone from basically $2 a dozen to $8 a dozen, is driven largely by the bird flu,
right,
which is a terrible issue in Pennsylvania. 2.2 million birds killed in the last 3 or 4 weeks, and it's airborne. It's from wild flocks that are getting in these barns. You know, these are very clean, technically well-managed, mm-hmm. biomedical security. It's the wild flocks. So we got to exterminate the birds very quickly so it doesn't spread once they're infected, which is happening, and that's a partnership between the Department of Agriculture and the state authorities. And then second, we got to get some resolution for how to stop this in the future. Probably a vaccine. That's not without controversy, but different parts of the ag industry like it and don't like it. But we're going to have some resistance that's created so we don't have this terrible tragedy for our poultry farmers, and now moving into some of our dairy farmers.
I have a note. Every time you talk with Dave McCormick, I need a crypto update. So I've been researching it more, and the impetus was from you, who knew what you told me about Lehigh Valley and things of that nature. I see some of it in Philadelphia. And the Trump administration, and you're one of the point people on this, is very open to crypto versus the Biden administration.
Yeah, they really are. We think it's just one of the next generations of technology. America needs to have leadership in this blockchain and crypto. It allows, among other things, it essentially reinforces individual freedom. It gets the banks out of the middle of things, that it gives financial freedom to individuals, and it also helps us track, ironically, terrorist financing. So I'm a big proponent of it. It's a big driver of innovation in Pennsylvania. Lots of jobs growing dramatically. And, you know, if we don't lead, China and Singapore and the Middle East will. And so I really support President Trump's embrace of crypto. And I think you're going to see it being, you know, over the next 5 years or so, one of the big industry growth areas in Pennsylvania.
Parting question. So what else, in all the committees you serve on, et cetera, what else can you tell us, report to your constituents, so to speak, is imminent, something you're working on, something you think is really important?
Well, I think for Pennsylvania, one of the huge opportunities is energy innovation, mm-hmm. Tied with artificial intelligence. And so these big data centers, there's been tens of billions of dollars invested around the world. And in the United States, we need to make sure that's invested in Pennsylvania. These big data centers create great paying jobs for the trades, for skilled labor. They need abundant clean energy, which we have in Pennsylvania. And we're close. We're within 500 miles of 65% of the American population. So I've got a summit that I'm planning in June timeframe with President Trump and Secretary Wright and Secretary Burgum to bring the big energy CEOs, the big high-tech CEOs, and big investors together to say, how do we make Pennsylvania the AI center of the United States? And if we can do that, it's going to be a big deal for Pennsylvania's economic future. So that's not a sure thing, but that's the kind of thing that I think bends the curve and puts Pennsylvania on a different path.
I love the idea of the summit, though. I mean, when you were elected, that was, you and I talked about it, one of the big picture things. Nothing against Bob Casey as a person, but backbencher. Pennsylvania needed somebody. We're in the top 4 or 5 states prominently. We should be. Something like that is prominent.
No doubt about it, Dom. We should be. We're so blessed with so many core attributes, with a great workforce, great universities, great natural resources. We just have to take advantage of it all and make sure we create a place where our kids not only can grow up and have the kind of future we want, but where they want to stay. And that's what I'm working on. By the way, that's not a Republican issue. That's not a Democratic. That's across the board. That's for every Pennsylvanian, and that's what I'm focused on.
Absolutely. Where do we go for all things Dave McCormick?
Best place to go for all things Dave McCormick is DaveMcCormickPA.com.
Thank you, Senator. Thanks very much. Congratulations on the book.
All right. All right. Talk to you soon. Thank you.
Senator Dave McCormick here on Talk Radio 1210. All right. 855-839-1210. That's how you get on board. You heard what he said there, Henry. Yeah, deficit 80%. He didn't say 20 on the other, but I'll take it as a 20. We were getting an allowance from him. I didn't want to prod too much here with that. He also said something about this big summit coming here potentially. And the Zelensky thing seems like it's happening. I just want to throw into the mix. I wonder how many people we have that are into crypto blockchain. I've been researching it for the station here, so to speak. Henry, do you have
our lead expert here, Dom Giordano.
Yeah. Do you have anything in crypto?
No, nothing.
Okay, nothing. I don't. But I have been researching it because it's an interesting thing that we're going to be delving into due to McCormick, of all people.
Yeah.
The Lehigh Valley I'm looking at is like a big crypto area.
This is one of those
days. How in town? Who knew?
I mean, right? What else are we going to put there? Let's make it the AI capital of the U.S. I like it. I like that.
They have Bitcoin ATMs and things of that nature. I think there's a couple in our area, too, with Bitcoin ATM.
Yeah. This is a day where we need Dan here because I know he's diversified his portfolio a little bit.
I don't know if it was doing that well the last time he told me, but that's okay.
Last time he showed me, he was up. He told me like whatever coins he was in had a nice bump.
Oh, very nice. All right. So if you're into crypto, just let us know. 855-839-1210. I see a great answer here. I'm going to have to debate Henry, though, whether I can put that on the air.
I said yes. I said he had to clean it up, though.
Well, it's just spelling it out, even. You can't just spell something out and say it. So I'll take his answer. You and I have to talk. I think we could take his answer.
I think so.
But not on the air. In other words, I might count it for the thing. I don't know how I'd be able to do that. I might need a ruling on this. This is, it's a good one, though, because it is a word that is an abbreviation, but we say it rather than saying the letters, which is interesting. All right. 855-839-1210. You jump on board right now. We'd love to get you on board. And Dave McCormick, I'll put him down as, give something back to the American public. And the gold card. The gold card I really don't like. I can't say it any other way. Do you? President Trump proposing that yesterday. I also tell you what's behind them going away from this White House correspondence group, other than that group is very liberal and against the Trump administration. There's something else important, and I support it. Another reason they're doing it that is a great idea. Hey, February is American Heart Month. It's a great time to focus on all aspects of cardiac care, exercising, eating healthfully, heart-friendly foods, and also being mindful of your dental health. Do you know that plaque buildup can actually lead to bacteria growth, which can sometimes lead to conditions like endocarditis or arteriosclerosis? So now's a great time to schedule an appointment with board-certified prosthodontist, but more importantly, my dentist for 10 years, Dr. Robert Bentz. BENTZ at the Bentz Dental Group. Dr. Bentz has worked with thousands of patients to not only improve their smiles, but all the time their underlying oral health, which leads to overall health. Heart disease can strike at any age, so can dental challenges. If you have concerns about your oral health or just want a great dentist to get started with, Dr. Bentz, I've told you everything in the world how this works. World class, Dr. Bentz, the Bentz Dental Center. Go to 610-272-6949. Give them a call. Get that initial evaluation, BentzDentalGroup.com or 610-272-6949. All right, Dom Giordano Show. Here's an example, recent vintage of exactly what we're talking about, coming off this abbreviation stuff. GOAT. We use it all the time now. He's the GOAT. I had it said about me once. Recently.
Yeah?
Yeah.
What are you the goat of?
Greg Stocker said it. I'm not sure. It was a goat-esque thing, though. But it's a good thing to be. I think someday Mahomes will be the goat, not Tom Brady.
Mm.
We're getting closer and closer to that.
Yeah, we held it off for one more year.
Yeah, simply because he can run. Brady couldn't run. That's a difference. It really makes a difference in tight, tight games. Okay. So we're looking for that as a side question. NATO would be an example. But remember the test. If you say it, would a lot of people, that's what we've kind of added to it, would they know what you're talking about. We said in Philadelphia, all right, we'll broaden it out. We'll include the suburbs just to make it reasonable. I still say you go outside here, Henry, on the way home. I may do it. I may get a tape. Asking here, MLB. God knows what they might say in Philadelphia. All right. I see some good ones here. All right, Julio, we're going to have to just be a little bit circumspect about this. Julio in Burlington, you have a good one, but to enter it, just be a bit circumspect. What would you like to enter?
Wow. I don't know. Henry was saying that I can't use the letters right. Or shouldn't use the letters.
Yeah, no, FCC and all that. I get a little nervous about that, yeah. Well, Henry will help you out. Well, go ahead.
Yeah. Rather than pronounce it, don't say the letters.
Yeah. But like allude
right.
to it.
Henry, right. Henry, go ahead.
Yeah.
Henry.
Well, we can say it. Yeah. Like it's a term you would use for an attractive older woman.
There you go. Thank you, Julio, very much. I wanted to enter you. You were a guy of good thing, but yeah. This is a close call. Didn't want to go there. All
the
right?
term yeah. was coined in the movie American right. Pie in 1999. Go. So if you're familiar right. with that movie, you know
there
what we're
you
talking
go.
About.
All right. So Julio, thank you. No, you can't spell it out. You can't go down that path. I just, try to be on the right side of things here. Okay, 855-839-1210, AT&T and Verizon Wireless. At some point, we are going to talk to Dr. Is it pronounced Ham?
I believe it's Heim.
Heim. Dr. Heim. This is the guy in Texas who blew the whistle on a hospital that was still doing so-called gender-affirming surgeries. And they went after him, saying he violated all kinds of HIPAA and everything else. He was going to go to jail. And then Trump won. Oh, he's going to be a two. Okay, because I think he's doing some kind of operation.
Yeah, he's busy himself okay. as a doctor. Right.
And I just wanted to make this point. I saw something here about they interviewed somebody over from Children's Hospital of Philadelphia on something. And immediately when I saw it, I just don't feel the same way anymore about it. I used to hold them up as the gold standard. I used to reference them. But any hospital that's making money off of the surgeries we're talking about on children or even the puberty blockers and all that, I just can't be on board with them. No matter what reputation Children's Hospital of Philadelphia has, I can't be on board with it. So the doctor will be with us, Henry tells me, at 2 o'clock. I think we've been for months trying to get him on. And the only thing that saved him was the fact that President Trump was elected. Department of Justice then dropped the charges against him, as they should have. He's a hero more than anything. He'll be here at 2. But your calls are next. 855-839-1210.
Dom Giordano. Weekdays 9 till noon. On Talk Radio 1210. WPHT.